The marquee event of the Winter Olympics gets underway tonight. The women's figure skating competition begins with the short program. The free skate is Thursday. Last night in ice dancing, the U.S. figure skating team won its first medal of the Turin Olympics. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan has been watching the competition, and she joins me now from Turin. Now, Christine, the last time the U.S. won an Olympic medal in ice dancing, Gerald Ford was the president.
That's right, Renee. Tanith Belbin and Ben Augusto, young ice dancers, looking ahead probably to one or maybe even two more Olympic Games, train in Detroit. They won the silver medal, an improbable silver medal in ice dance, finally breaking into that old Eastern Bloc dominance in the ice dance. The last time was a bronze medal 30 years ago, as you said, for the U.S. This was a silver medal. And the interesting thing, Tanith Belbin is well known to many because she just became a U.S. citizen 51 days ago. So she's accomplished a lot, especially as she watched that U.S. flag go up and had a tear as a new American and an incredible performance last night.
And looking ahead to tonight's women's competition, American Sasha Cohen is in contention for a medal. What does she need to do to challenge for the gold?
Renee, she needs to do something that she's never done before, and that is skate a clean short program and a clean long program together in the same competition. Sasha Cohen is 21, one of the great stories of unfulfilled potential in U.S. Olympic sports. It's all there, sitting there waiting for her tonight if she can start the process and skate a clean program. It's just a matter of concentration, this great talent, putting it together and doing all the elements. She'll certainly be in contention for a medal if she does that.
And what about Russian Arina Slutskaya? Why is she the favorite?
She's on a roll. I mean, if you use the old sports term momentum, Arina Slutskaya, 27 years old from Moscow, she's got that momentum, Renee. Arina Slutskaya has battled so many things the last few years. Vasculitis, her mom is on dialysis. There's been a lot of hardships. And I think actually that helps Slutskaya skating because she realizes that what's going on the ice is not the only thing in her life. That she has far more things to worry about. Probably makes her skate better. Won the silver medal in Salt Lake City 4 years ago behind Sarah Hughes. Slutskaya believes this is her medal to win, which, of course, the process starts here tonight.
And talk to us about who else is in contention.
There are a lot of people in contention. I haven't seen a field this deep in women's skating in a long time. Certainly have to look to the Japanese. Fumi Suguri, Shizuka Arakawa, two names that could easily medal. Carolina Kostner of Italy. And then the young American, Kimmy Meisner, just 16 years old. The last three Olympic gold medalists, Renee, have been 16 or 15. Kimmy Meisner is right in that age to maybe do something here.
And, of course, just about America's most famous name in this competition, Michelle Kwan, dropped out before even competing. Her replacement is Emily Hughes. What's up with her?
I think the best thing for Emily Hughes, Renee, would be a top 10 finish. She's not the skater that some of the others we've just been talking about are, but she's got great enthusiasm and a gamer. She'll stand up. She will not make too many mistakes. So if everyone else starts falling, which we certainly saw in the ice dance the other day, Emily Hughes could be standing there in 6th, 7th, 8th place, something like that. That would be a great finish for her.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today, speaking to us from the Winter Olympics in Turin.